Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo from DatingFlyer.com and DatingAdviceGuru.com. In today's dating world, it's really hard to know if a man truly feels for you. You might even find yourself looking for signs that he cares about you fairly often. Well, the trickiest part is knowing for sure. We all want guarantees when it comes to relationships, especially when we're in love. But even more important, you want to know if he feels for you genuinely. You want to know if these are honest feelings of love coming from him and not just lust or a desire to get you into bed. Well, there are a few ways you can do this without going insane in the process. Men give off very clear signs of how they feel. They do this through body language, words they use, and of course, their actions. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about these signs that he cares about you. Now, before I talk about some of the signs, let's talk about one very important fact about men. Men will typically not tell you how they feel unless they are extremely emotionally compromised. Now, what I mean by this is that he will only tell you how he feels when, one, he has the words to explain it, two, he's absolutely sure he feels it, and number three, he loses all ability to stop himself from telling you about those feelings. Most men simply don't have a very good emotional coping mechanism, but on the other side of that, the one mechanism he has served him well. Silence. Most men simply don't talk about their feelings with you to basically keep themselves protected, to keep themselves safe. This is part of the nature of men. We are born, well, we're part born this way, but we're also nurtured to be this way. Now, you may think this means he doesn't care for you if he can't talk about his feelings with you, but this is very far from the truth. So when he's particularly quiet about his feelings, you can't project how he feels. Many women see men who are quiet and they think this means he doesn't feel the same things you do. Well, not at all. That's not true at all. He's just being as cautious as you are. If he feels overwhelmed by his emotions for you, then he's going to break this code of silence and he will tell you how much he cares about you. One of the biggest mistakes is to take any of the signs I'm going to show you here and talk about and assume that if he doesn't show that sign, that means he doesn't care about you. That's not true either. Here are a few quick reference signs for when a man does not care about you. Okay, let's look at some of these signs that he isn't into you or isn't the one for you first before I get into the main list. No or little trust. Without trust, your relationship is as good as dead. You don't get a genuine vibe of desire from him. He should make you feel wanted and desired. You never really feel like you're enough for him. You're never his priority. He's always finding something more important. He's not generous with you, whether that's buying you the occasional gift or making you feel special from time to time. He's cheated on you within the first several months of your relationship. Now, this is a fatal mistake from which you should not forgive him. And if you find yourself compelled to, or you find yourself being drawn into situations like this on a regular basis, the problem is not with the man. It's probably with some issues coming up with you. And that's not a topic for this particular podcast, but I can always come back around to that. He's very clingy and needy and very insecure. This usually means he's going to have more emotional and control issues coming up soon too. He's into putting you down and making you feel inadequate or less than him. No one in his family or friends knows about you. He's only into the physical side of your relationship. He almost never asks you questions about you, your interests, or your life. Or you feel a lot of familiar anxieties come up from your childhood when you're with this guy. These are all signs that he is not the one for you. Of course, there are a ton more of these, but they're a great place to start when you're wondering if he might not be the one for you. Now, let's move on to the positive signs. These are some of the best indicators that a man does care about you and he wants the best for you. Sign number one, he cares about you. Time is of his essence. One of the most important and treasured resources in a man's life is his time. Men value time most of all, as it translates directly into his income and his recreation and really just about everything that he wants to get done. One of the most significant signs that he cares for you is his willingness to spend his time with you. Even if a guy is working two jobs, taking care of his mom, going to night school, whatever, he should make time for you if he cares for you, all right? This is pretty much a universal rule, and it's a law. This is a rule of relationships that many people try to trick themselves about, okay? They'll start making excuses for why the other person doesn't want to come see them or won't make the time for them, right? We don't want to face the truth that, well, this person really doesn't like you all that much, so what do? We start making up excuses like, oh, yeah, he just doesn't have time right now. Look, the truth is we always make room and time for those we care about. always. When a man has made the decision that he feels for you, time spent with you will actually be refreshing and rejuvenating for him. The truth is that we always make room and time for those we care about. The energy and excitement of being with you is its own reward. And you can bet your bottom dollar he will not avoid time with you, okay? This is a sign you can trust in. Don't ever make excuses for a man that isn't making time for you. Sign number two is deep listening. It's one thing to listen and just nod your head and go along, which, to be quite honest, that's even hard to find these days. But when a man really listens to you and lets you into his being, you'll know it. And it's a sure sign that he cares about you and loves you. Deep listening is one of those skills that some men actually do possess, okay? A few of the ways you'll know he's deep listening to you are he will ask you thoughtful questions. He won't judge you. He won't point out your errors and problems just to make himself feel superior. He may remain silent for most of the conversation. Now, this one might fool you because many of your female friends, your women friends, constantly interject and interrupt. Remember that men do not typically interrupt because we value being able to express a continuous thought. This is really important. It's why guys can be annoyed with women who interrupt them while they're talking, because it's hard enough for a guy to get his thoughts out sometime. We're doing a big translation process to get it from thought to speech, and you got to be patient with that. Sign number three, he'll tell a different kind of truth. What's this one? Well, look, the fact is that most humans aren't good at about being honest with ourselves. We will often delude ourselves, ignore obvious signs, and trick ourselves into feeling good. George Orwell once said, "Freedom is the right to tell people what they do not want to hear." I really like that quote. Sometimes you need your man to tell you the uncomfortable truth. After all, if it's true and you don't like it, that's not his fault. Now, obviously, you want him to use some tact and to tell you gently. Yeah, I get it. If he's into telling you too much truth all the time to point out, well, basically to the point where it hurts you, then that's not really him telling you the truth as much as him leveraging this sort of stuff as a weapon to hurt you. You definitely don't want a man to be rude or insult you just to push your buttons. If he's telling you from a genuine place of wanting you to make good decisions and help you, then he must want honesty above everything else. And that's a great sign. But most guys simply tell the truth. We don't really have the same kind of gentle disclosure mechanism that most women have. It's something you have to be ready for in a relationship with a guy. Sign number four, he's your bodyguard. Men are notoriously protective. We guard that which we love. And when a guy thinks that someone has improperly treated the woman in his life, he will switch into protective mode. He'll be glad to bounce anyone that does you wrong. In fact, he may even pick the wrong fight with a guy who could obviously beat him down, all in the name of his love for you. When I was in my 20s, I remember calling up a guy who was, he was basically really insistent on hitting on the girl that I was dating at the time. And she was quite young, but I politely asked him to cut it out. I called him up and asked him to stop. And he was actually very respectful of my request. After it was all said and done, I felt proud of having protected her in this way. She was also grateful and very loving about that too. A guy doesn't need to be asked to do this for you typically. He will gladly volunteer to step in if it's necessary to protect you. Sign number five, he's a big giver in the boudoir. When it comes to physical intimacy, a man will give way more than he gets if he genuinely cares for you. He's not doing it to get something back from you, but only to give you the pleasure you want. A man loves giving a woman pleasure because it also gives him pleasure. You see this little feedback loop? You may have heard me mention this, that a man's number one priority in a relationship is to make the woman happy. And it's true. And this is just one of those places where a man is generous about his giving. And in the same way, if he isn't giving to you in the bedroom, that's a warning sign that he is not really feeling the love. Sign number six, your friends and family give him the green light. Interestingly, the people that are closest to you tend to be the ones who resist when you have a new love in your life. That may be pretty frustrating for you, but it holds true. This is because they only want the best for you. And they are watching critically to see if this guy measures up for you. Sure, they only want you to be happy, but the truth is they are also very protective of you. So when the man in your life is welcomed and warmly pulled in by your family, that usually means they can sense how much he genuinely adores you. Sign number seven, he's in it to win it. Even though your relationship is essentially two single people coming together into one relationship, we realize that it's basically where we both overlap. When your man treats your relationship like a championship football team that must win at all costs, well, you've probably got a guy who's not going to let you down. Okay, he's in it for the teamwork. Just like the saying goes, there's no I in team. What you're seeing is a mindset of dedication and devotion in action. Small actions that show he's more into how you two can be a team, then that's a dead giveaway that he cares for you in a big way. Sign number 8, small sacrifices. While you shouldn't have to give up a lot to have a loving relationship, a strong relationship will involve a few sacrifices now and again. Sometimes this is through compromise. Sometimes it's just giving up something to show that you're really invested in the relationship. A guy who's really in it with you and cares about you will want to make your life better and easier. He will be willing to do the things that he may not be asked to do, or sometimes he will even be asked and he'll just go along with it. Keep your eyes open for these gestures of love. Sign number 9, he knows your pulse and your temperature. One of the most powerful signs of how much a man cares about you in the relationship is that he's going to want to know how well you're doing. He'll be attentive to your emotional state. On the other hand, if he's not asking you questions or at least curious about where you both are with each other, that's a warning sign. It means he's not really worried about the relationship status, which means to him, it could keep going or it could end. He doesn't care. Anyone who has invested their heart in a relationship will want to protect that investment. This means he will ask you about your day, but he'll also want to dig in and really understand what happened during your day. He may not be able to go into all the gory emotional detail of it, but he will want to know your feelings. However, if he seems like he's a little too conscious of your relationship, trying to keep tabs on every little thing, that could be coming from his own anxiety. Most men are a little bit aloof when it comes to relationships. They simply don't carry a lot of anxiety about the status of them. A little awareness is good, but if he's too attentive to your relationship and asking you frequently about how you feel about him, he might be on the more anxious attachment side. You want to seek for a balance. He should be curious and attentive, but not preoccupied. Okay? Real important distinction there. Sign number 10, he's staring at the horizon. Guys are always looking out to the future. He keeps his eye on the horizon so he knows how to plan his life. When he has a woman in his life that he cares about, he's going to want to prepare for the future as well. Now, you might find him doing some of the following. Asking you about the future. What are you planning? What's coming up in your schedule? He wants to know what's up ahead. If you mention future plans that don't explicitly include him, he will ask questions to find out if he's a part of them. You know you've done this before, right? Come on, we've all done it. We all slip in that little question that reassures us, oh good, he is thinking about me in his future. He will imply future commitments to you in the future as if they are given. But the real trick here is knowing what to say when he does this with you. If you jump on those plans too quickly, you can scare him off. Which actually brings me to the most important sign. Here's a bonus sign that he cares for you. If he loves you, he will test that love. It can be hard reading, guys. No joke. Men are often very tight-lipped about how they're feeling, and they sometimes cover up or cloak their feelings of love for you. But one of the behaviors that most women aren't aware of is how men test women and how they test her feelings. Now, earlier I mentioned that he will bring up the future with you. However, if you jump on this kind of future planning with him too quickly, too early, you will run the risk of scaring him off. You might feel a little bit deceived when this happens too. After all, why would he bring that stuff up if he didn't expect you to go along with him? Well, the reality is, he's just testing the waters. He wants to see if you're resisting those future plans, and not if you're actually going to go along with the plans. That's not the part he really cares about. He just wants to know if you are standoffish and trying to push him away. This is the key distinction that you must be aware of. If you start to jump on those plans and start to run with them the second they come out of his mouth, whether it's a vacation together or moving in together, whatever it is, you run the risk of freaking him out. The best thing you can do is go along and not move in too quickly, as if you were just waiting for the trap to snap shut. Men will drop alluring bait in front of you in the form of small teases. Stuff you'd like to have if you were more into getting a commitment out of him than you were just wanting to love him for the present moment. Let me give you an example here. He might throw out plans for the future that are enticing, just to see if you'll jump on them. If you start Instagramming pictures of Bermuda just because he mentioned a possible vacation there, he's going to sense your desire to push forward and to rush. Women fall for this test all the time. ask yourself, are you just seeking some kind of relationship guarantee from him? Is that what you're doing? Something you can call a commitment, but really it doesn't have any value on its own. What are the thoughts or intentions that you might be embarrassed about if you were to reveal them to him? We sometimes chase a person for a relationship and we lose sight that our needs are only half the picture. They are looking for their needs to be met too. In fact, most women lose a man's interest because she doesn't even know what he's looking for in a relationship. She assumes it's all the cliche reasons that men get into relationships, like sex and, you know, somebody to hang out with and somebody to cook for him and clean his underwear. But you know what? You gotta realize that's wrong. Men want love and commitment just like you do, but they also want to be sure they're going to get their needs met. So do you know what those needs are? Do you know what men want? Do you know what signals he's looking for that tell him you're the one for him? If you don't, you need to find out, like right now, or you risk the relationship you're in or the next one never working out. You're going to risk never building a connection with him. Just because he cares about you, that's not enough for him to commit his heart to you. He needs more than this. Each man has his own connection code that tells him if the woman he's with is the one, the forever woman that he can devote himself to. Now, the good news is there's only 5 connection codes for all men. You want to know what they are? Go on over to datingfire.com/connection. It's datingfire.com/connection. You can learn about these connection codes and how simple it is to get into a man's heart by knowing how to make that connection with him. Most women don't know this, and most women will never discover this. If you're really serious about having the relationship you want, you need to know this. Go on over to datingfire.com/connection. That's datingfire.com/connection. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. It's been great being with you this week, and I definitely can't wait till we get together again. Come join me again next week on the next podcast. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.